Wendy, it says here on our caller screen that Barry Manilow is on the line. Let's talk to him now. Barry Manilow.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Barry.
Really, there's no way to introduce you. You've done so many things, we would take all the time to introduce you.
Don't bother. But just playing Copa, that's pretty good.
You've heard it before, right?
I have, and I love it. I still love it.
Do you?
You must think I get sick of these songs. I don't. I really don't, especially these days. You know, I'm just amazed that there's still anybody out there who wants to hear these songs. You know,
we all love them, and we all know every word. I mean, going through your catalog, Bill and I were doing this. We know every word to every song.
Amazing. What a ride. What a ride it's been.
Barry, is this true? Are you music, and do you write the songs?
Yes, that would be true.
That is true on both counts. Yep. Right, just making sure.
And for all the jingles that you have written as well, we were going through that video, Get a Bucket of Chicken, Finger Looking Good,
yes.
The Have It Your Way, all these.
Yeah, but you know, people don't remember that. One time when I was playing in Vegas, I took that old VSM out, my Very Strange Medley, mm-hmm. and I did the Very Strange Medley, and they just sat there. They're too young. They don't remember You Deserve a Break Today. And they do remember State Farm Is There and I Am Stuck on a Band-Aid, but they didn't remember all the other ones that maybe you do. So I took that one out of the act real fast.
But well, those songs are, I mean, we grew up with those songs.
Americana.
I know they're jingles, but they mean, we hear them and it's like, wow, listen to that. And you created those.
Yeah. And you know, they don't write jingles anymore, you know.
No.
They don't do that kind of thing. You know, when that McDonald's came out, You Deserve a Break Today, it was like headlines.
Sure.
A big deal. But I never hear jingles on the radio anymore.
What's the difference, Barry, between writing a hit song and writing a jingle? Is it the same mindset or is it different?
A little different. I was very grateful that I got 4 years of writing jingles because I learned how to write a hook, a real catchy melody, in 15 seconds. Because if I didn't do it, they'd give the spot to some other composer. So you got to really write a memorable melody in 15 seconds. And when I got into the pop music world, well, I kind of knew what the rules were. I had to write a memorable hook in, you know, a minute. But in jingles, you had to do it in 15 seconds.
Wow.
That's good training, though. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
One last time. Is this really going to be your last tour?
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Well, I'm not retiring. No, you know, I'll make albums and I'll do one-nighters and all. I'll probably be back in Chicago. But it's the end of these big tours. I've been roaming the earth for 40 years.
Jeez.
And it's the big tours, the ones that keep me away from home for weeks at a time. That's over. So that's what I mean by one last tour. It's the last big tour.
And this is at the United Center on Valentine's Day. Can't think of a better way to spend Valentine's Day than at a Barry Manilow show.
Yeah.
And this is the best part of it. Tickets start at $19.75 to celebrate the anniversary of Mandy, which came out in 1975.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And by the way, if you bring down a used instrument before the show is on, we give you 2 free tickets.
Because
you know, I just so believe in teaching young kids how to play an instrument.
Yeah.
They're running out of instruments in the school, so we do an instrument drive in every city. And I donate a piano in every city, and I'm hoping that the audience brings down their used instruments. And we'll give them a couple of tickets, and we fix them up, and we give them to the schools.
And a brand new piano to the Chicago Public School District.
Yeah.
What I mean, really, kids can learn so much through music as well.
And it's so much more than just that. I mean, they turn into better students. All the principals and teachers that I speak to, they always tell me their grades go up, and they learn to interact with other students. And it's more than just playtime. So I'm doing what I can do.
Is it because music is a team sport, Barry? Is that why you think?
Absolutely. It's the same as sports, same thing, and only, you know, even if they don't become professional musicians, I'm telling you, it's going to do some great things. It changed my life, I can tell you that.
How could you have over 50 top 40 hits? I can't even believe that.
Over 50 top 40.
Me neither.
And the number ones were Mandy, of course, which, will you please tell everyone it's not written about a dog?
It's not written about a dog. I don't know where that thing is.
Mandy, a number one song. I write the songs, and looks like we made it.
Right, those were the three number ones, and we couldn't get Can't Smile Without You up there because that was the year of Saturday Night Fever, and nobody could top those songs, you know, but it's okay. It's okay.
Barry, when you see a clip of yourself, the 1975 version of Barry Manilow, what do you see when you watch that now?
Well, you know, in the beginning, you know, all the years ago, I used to cringe, but when I look back on that young guy, you know, he didn't know what was about to hit him. It just, you know, I think about those days when I was making Mandy. I had no idea that a month later, everything would change. It was just another pretty song. I was doing 10 songs that week for an album.
Mm-hmm.
I had no, so when I look at this young guy, not knowing this, that this hurricane was about to hit him, it's very moving.
Are you going to be watching the Grammys this weekend? Do you get into watching the other performers? And who do you like in the way of new performers now?
Well, I'm nominated for a Grammy this year on a little jazz album that I did. So
this is your 14th Grammy nomination?
I think that's...
Wow.
Jeez, I can't even believe you.
Yeah. So, so, you know, I'm sort of part of it this year, so I'll be... I'm not sure I'm going to go, but if I do, I'll be part of the craziness that goes on there.
Is there, to Wendy's question, is there somebody you see, Barry, that you think, wow, that's the real deal? They're young and coming up, but I see a big future for them.
Yes, it's Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
He is the real deal.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, not just because he's got a great record, and he's got a great record out now, but even over the last 5 years, you bump into him and you know that this is a talented guy.
And look at his mode. It's so throwback. I mean, he's taken the roots of music from the past several decades and updating them. It's just magical, isn't it?
It is. It's magical. You know, I read something that his father was a band leader, and he grew up with that kind of music surrounding him. So, you know, I love what he does. Put a band together and does these great Temptation-like choreography. It's just irresistible.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
And, all right, so you have Paul McCartney, Kanye West, and Rihanna getting together to perform at the Grammys.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a weird combination. And it was so funny that Kanye West's listeners are like, who's this old white guy? Is there anyone you would want to work with? It sounds maybe just Bruno Mars. That'd be a great collaboration.
That would be a great collaboration. And my hero is Sting. I just think you know, he's one of the greats.
And at some point, Barry, you've met him, right? You've met Sting, haven't you?
Yeah, he had a Broadway musical that didn't make it, but it ran for about 6 months, and I had to go. So when I went into New York, I saw it was a beautiful show. It should have made it. He did a beautiful job on the score, and he was there. And, you know, I have this album out now called My Dream Duets. It's all dead people.
Good.
It's called My Dead Duets, but it was My Dream Duets, and it's great. It's a great album. I sing with these legendary people from long ago.
Dusty Springfield, Mama Cass, Andy Williams, Sammy Davis Jr., Jimmy Durante.
Wow.
Frankie Lyman.
Right. Right, it's a wonderful, wonderful album, duet album. And he whispered to me while we were taking a picture of him, he said, I'm glad I couldn't do your duets album. Meaning that he was alive.
Barry, where will you be in 10 years? Where do you see yourself 10 years from today?
Same thing,
yeah.
Honestly, same thing. I just can't, you know, the best thing I can do is I always have great ideas. They won't leave me alone, and then, you know, and they just won't stop. So hopefully, you know, they'll keep on coming.
Well, I'm telling you, it is a complete honor and pleasure for us to talk to you today. I was a little nervous, I got to admit, because
you're Barry Manilow.
Yeah, but, yeah, so what?
Do you, Barry, you keep in touch, I'm hoping, with Bette Midler, do you?
Sure.
Do you? Good.
Yeah, I did those two albums with her, you know, the tribute to Rosemary Clooney and the tribute to Peggy Lee, and they were pretty successful, and we had a great time doing them. Yeah, no, she's on the road, too, I hear, and, you know, after you buy tickets for our show, go find her. She's always great in person.
It's so nice of you to say. Barry's tour coming to town on Valentine's Day. One last time, what you need to do is visit Ticketmaster.com. All the information's there. Tickets are priced starting at just $19.75, and you get to tell everybody for the rest of your life you saw Barry Manilow. Thanks, Barry, for being here. We're big fans of yours, sir.
Thank you. I can tell, and I really appreciate it. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Barry Manilow.
I know. What a sweet guy.
That was him.